As the weather warms and wildlife becomes more active, you might be more likely to spot more animals by the side of the road. But before an animal can detect an approaching car, it might be too late. So a group of volunteers recently organized to help pinpoint roadkill hotspots across western Massachusetts and the Berkshires, in an effort by the Berkshire Environmental Action Team called Connecting for Wildlife. Community members paired their knowledge of their local communities with photos and data maps to identify where an animal is more likely to cross a road. Berkshire resident Michelle Lydon helped analyze maps in the campaign.
This map makes it really clear where the problem is. I really never would have thought it would be so easy to narrow it down to one area.
The maps Lydon and the volunteers reviewed are computer models that incorporate data from the Conservation Assessment Prioritization System developed by UMass Amherst, taking into account details including the development in an area, the surrounding geography, potential for pollution, and other factors. Numbers are calculated to show the likelihood that an area would be more inhabitable by animals. Elia Del Molino is the program coordinator for the Connecting for Wildlife campaign.
So we've got these really sophisticated computer models, and that's great and dandy, but they're just computers. We want local knowledge, community-based knowledge to corroborate this. I know people out there who say, you know, I've seen wildlife crossing here. I've seen them been hit by cars. Those are the people we're after.
After the hotspots are identified, Del Molino and other volunteers will go out into the field to survey specific study sites. Citizen scientists will measure existing culverts under roads and take photos. And a report will then be compiled to assist planners and others on where to improve road crossings for animals. Elia Del Molino said that the reporting will also take public safety into account, in addition to seeking improved habitat connectivity for animals that live in water or land, where a road might divide that habitat.
First punch is flood vulnerability for culverts. The second punch is aquatic connectivity, and the third punch is terrestrial connectivity. If you get all three of those into one proposal, you got a really good chance at making a retrofit to a culvert.
The Berkshire Environmental Action Team is also partnering with the Linking Landscapes campaign, organized with the Massachusetts Department of Transportation, the Division of Fisheries and Wildlife at the Department of Fish and Game, and researchers at UMass Amherst. Linking Landscape is about to kick off its 2013 Turtle Roadway Mortality Monitoring Program. Dave Paulson is a researcher at the Massachusetts Natural Heritage and Endangered Species Program.
Ultimately, our goal is to minimize the impacts of existing roadways on wildlife while improving highway safety through cost-effective research, planning, and implementation of partnerships within the community.
Paulson said that Linking Landscapes is focusing on turtle crossings because of their high vulnerability. Paulson said that an increase in turtle mortality of only 1 or 2% could drastically alter the populations of some species, some of which are endangered. Paulson said that researchers hope to improve the future for the animals that commonly lay their eggs by the side of the road, but it wouldn't be possible without support of volunteers.
And really, it's all driven by citizen science. If we didn't have the volunteers, by no means could we actually cover the amount of state that we have.
There's more information about Linking Landscapes' Turtle Roadway Mortality Monitoring Program and the Berkshire Environmental Action Team's Connecting for Wildlife effort on our website, WAMC.org. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Lucas Willard.